Mr. Swagger.
Hey, Joseph, hello. It's Mario giving you a call back, brother.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm getting ready to take off just in a little bit. I figured I'd give you a call before I'm out of here.
Okay, awesome, perfect.
Talk to me, Joseph.
So I will give you a card number. Don't run the card until tomorrow if possible. Is that okay?
Yeah, I guess we can do that. I mean, I was holding the position up for you, you know, because I thought we were going to do it when you get home. I mean, was there a particular reason that you're not able to provide the card until tomorrow?
No, I can provide the card now, but just don't run the card till tomorrow. I just want to make sure I have payroll and material.
Oh, yeah, I can do that then. Yeah, so, I mean, I guess I'll give you a call prior to running it, just making sure that there's enough, I don't know if you just want to make sure there's enough funds on there before we process it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted. Yeah, so, like, I guess, you know, I can give you the card number now, but just don't process it till tomorrow so I can make sure there's enough funds in there.
Okay, sounds good. All right, whenever you're ready, go ahead, brother.
4108-2500-0002.
Okay.
4590.
Oh, an expiration?
1028.
Okay, and then the last three behind the card, which is the CC code.
825.
825, okay, bear with me 1 second. All right. All right, 1 second. Let me just update that information here. Let me ask you a question, Joseph. If I can ask one of our, I don't know if they will answer, because I don't know if the department is still, if they're still there, but if I can get somebody in our finance team, one of the directors, to see if maybe he can do some type of adjustment for me on the pricing. You know, I just tell him you're having a hardship, and a lot of the times you'll work with us as far as adjusting the pricing. Would that work to get the payment done today?
Well, how much, what would make a difference in, like, how much would they take off?
Let me ask. Hold on. Give me a second here. Bear with me 1 second.
Bryce, get your pajamas on. Start getting ready for bed, please. Okay, we can eat in your pajamas.
You got little ones there, Joseph?
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. I remember those days, brother. I'm a little older, man. You know, my daughter's 18 and my youngest is 14, but I remember those days too, man. And, you know, it's funny when they were little, I was like, man, I wish you guys were bigger, you know, and now that they're bigger, believe you me, man, I wish they were a lot smaller.
Yeah, he's 12, you know, when the bills are due, he's 12, but when they're not due, he's a grown man, it feels like.
Gotcha. All right, give me a second. I actually got one of the directors in the finance team. His name is Chris. I see that he's read my message, and I see him typing back. So let's see what he says. Yeah, there's a gentleman that's ready to jump on board and try Google services, but he's having a bit of a bind with money. So see what he responds. Just give me a couple of seconds.
Yeah. I don't, but whatever he's reading.
Okay, so instead of the $300, Joseph, we would knock off $50. It would be $249, brother. I got that approved. And then we would lock you in into that rate too, which is a better thing. So it's not like it's just now. That would be the rate moving forward.
Okay, and what, that's monthly?
It's monthly, yeah. And instead of the $300 monthly, it would be $249 once a month.
I mean, yeah, go ahead, try running it. See if it's in there.
Okay, perfect. Now, I do need to create a security password, Joseph. You get to choose one of these. That's in case we call you. I want to make sure we're speaking with you. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name. You can choose one of those.
I guess city I was born in.
City you were born in. Okay. And
Philadelphia.
Philly. Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second. An Eagles fan, I'm assuming?
No, I don't even watch sports, honestly. Oh, hold on 1 second. What part?
Yeah, go ahead.
Where are you selling? I don't even know what they sell there. It's like what?
All right.
Yeah, Burger King, fine. I need big meat. Like a number
one. Okay, bear with me 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and process it now. And you have access to that, your email address that you provided, right, brother, where I can send the invoice there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I probably have to go in there and delete emails just to
give it some room.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay, bear with me 1 second. It's not saying that there's not sufficient funds. It just said transaction decline. And normally when it says that, you should get a text message, Joseph.
Business account. They usually, shit, I didn't think about that. They call me sometimes to ask me to approve it or decline it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Normally, because my bank does that, I don't know who you bank with, but I have
Williams.
Chase, and then I have a credit union as well. And when this happens, I normally get a text message to my phone saying, "Hey, is it you, the one trying to process this payment?" I don't know if that's how it works with your bank, or if you get a text or anything of that nature.
Let me see. Anytime anything is like grand, they should notify me. And I got nothing.
Okay, give it a couple of seconds. You should probably be getting a text message soon.
Cause I know I just had a, there was like a, somebody gave me a cashier's check for like over 10 grand, 13,000. And it ended up being an altered check. So, yeah, they advanced me the money, and luckily I didn't spend any of it because the check, even though the cashier's check didn't clear.
Oh, I see. Okay. The card that you provided, does it say Joseph Wagner only, or it also says the company name?
It says the company name.
Okay, that could be another reason that I didn't accept it. Let me try that. Because we have to put everything exactly how it is. So does the card say WE Electric Contractors LLC? Or how does exactly did it say, Joseph?
Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
It says Joseph John Wagner, WE Electrical.
WE Electrical. Okay. Is there a period in between the WE or just WE Electrical?
Just WE Electrical.
Electrical. And then your name is John, Joseph, and then John after that?
Yeah, just John Wagner.
Joseph John Wagner. Okay. All right, let me update that and see if that would make a difference. Sometimes, in some cases, that's... And the address that is attached to the card is the 710 Headley Avenue in Levington?
Yeah, Headley in Levittown.
Levittown. Sorry for the mispronunciation, brother. Right.
No, it's... H-E-A-D-L-E-Y?
Correct. Okay, see, now it came back as insufficient funds. Okay. Yep, now it came back as insufficient funds. Now that I put in all the information correct, it did come back insufficient funds.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Wait, I have to go to the bank and deposit cash. The check isn't here yet.
No worries, brother. I mean, this is what I can do. I mean, I will honor that $249 for you. I know that in a lot of cases, you know, what we do when customers are shy of, you know, the entire amount, in order for us to continue to, you know, just to block out that spot for you, you know, if there is like, an amount that you can do to put as a, good faith deposit, I don't know if you can do, you know, $100 and then you can pay the rest tomorrow. Is that, do you have that on your card?
Honestly, I'm not even sure what's in there right now.
Okay.
If they want some three checks clear, I know there'd be plenty than enough, but.
No, obviously.
You can try the 100.
Let me try it. If it doesn't work, then we're just going to have to hold off until tomorrow, brother.
Okay.
Right, so bear with me here 1 second.
Yeah, I'm concerned because I didn't even get a text from my bank. Which I should.
Yeah, your bank should have texted you for sure, saying, "Hey, man, these guys are trying to charge you." You know, I know exactly what you're saying, brother. So, all right, bear with me here 1 second.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna try the 100 now. Let's see if that works.
No text, no email, no nothing. Oh, now they want to do it. Okay. Debit card pre-authorization hold above your threshold. Your threshold was added on April 3rd.
Okay. The 100 went through, Joseph.
Okay.
Okay. So that would leave you with a balance of 149. It should be 200, but I'll go ahead and work on it on my end. So just make sure tomorrow you have that 149, so we can get the ball rolling here. You know, I'm gonna have to make quite a bit of adjustments on my end right now. You're gonna start getting text messages. You're gonna start getting emails. I'm gonna ask you to ignore those for now because, you know, everything is not said and done, you know, and the amount that you paid is not adding up to what it is. So, any text messages or emails that you get, I'll resend everything out tomorrow when you complete, the final payment. So please disregard those that are going to show just $100. Tomorrow that you pay the rest, you know, I'll send all the correct invoices and stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what time tomorrow, Joseph, would you think that you would have this money in or, you know, available?
That's a good question. What price do they run, like 2 or 3? It's 2 or 3. I have to go to the bank. Like, I have a couple places I got to be before that, but 2 or 3, I have to go and at least, you know, make a deposit. I got to take it out of my personal account, put it in the business, whatever. I got to just, So it's 2 or 3.
Okay. So how about if I give you a call after 3 then?
That'll work. That works. Perfect.
Just to make sure that you hit the bank by then already, you know, and we got this squared away. All right, brother. Well, keep in mind, I will give you a call tomorrow after 3 to get this completed. Again, welcome on board, to the family. You know, you're going to be very happy with, the Google services, man. I'll tell you that much. And it's not even about being happy, Joseph. It's about being busy. And that's something that we can help with, you know, so. I will call you tomorrow after 3 p.m. Just please make sure you answer me because I have to get this completed. You know, because I went through a lot here to try to get this done for you, especially getting a hold of our finance team. So I don't want them, you know, just to email me or get on my butt and, hey, what's going on here? And, you know, you're like, why are you discounting this? Is this your cousin or something? I had one of the directors say that to me one time, messing around. I was like, no, man, it's just a client. I need a little bit of help.
All right.
But, all right, Joseph, I'll call you tomorrow, brother, after 3 p.m., and then we'll process the rest of the amount, and then we'll get the ball rolling, you know, get everything assessed, get the website, and get the company up and running so we can get everything started for you. And, you know, let's work together, man.
Okay, awesome. And this is Mario, right?
This is Mario. Yeah, here, let me send you, you're going to get a few text messages, but let me send you my name, and my, here, you just got a text message. It's going to have my name, the company info, and then I also send, my personal, extension on there, 1128. I am the only Mario in the department. There's no other Mario in the company, so, that helps.
Okay.
Right.
I didn't see the text message.
Just send it right now. Let me see if you got it. Bear with me 1 second. Yep, it went through. I mean, you have a few of them that came through welcoming you to the company, saying you got, you know, your invoice and so forth. And then the one I just sent right now says, hi, this is Mario with Local Splash. Let's get your business at the top of Google today. Contact me at 877, and then it gives you my extension right under that as well.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Now, thank you, Joseph. And you know what? I will give you a call tomorrow after 3, and we'll get the ball rolling.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, brother. All right. Take care, man. Have a good night.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye now.